Anything about that that I just said, is there anything about that that wasn't or isn't true?
Not at all. Not at all.
So let's go back.
Uh-huh.
Let's go back. You were suffering from hypersomnia, which is basically you were falling asleep in the middle of the day, and you were using a lot of drugs. So you named them, I believe,
mm-hmm.
Prozac,
mm-hmm.
and some amphetamines, some pretty strong amphetamines, and you were even taking some thyroid medication.
Yep.
All to pretty much no result. You were slipping, correct?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good. So I've got that right,
mm-hmm.
and. Then you start. You came. You got the evaluation, and you began the program. So you began the program. What happened?
Well, I started right away noticing I could think clearer, and just a different feeling.
You mean one that was, well, sort of try to explain it. I mean, a little bit. You know, it was a different feeling. It was a, instead of a slip sliding away, it was perhaps something.
Well, I felt there was hope right away.
Great.
You know, and there's been times that I've been kind of disappointed, thinking I'm not where I want to be, I'm not better, is this ever going to happen type thing.
Yeah, wow. I mean, I am, my heart to your heart, I've been there, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got some hope, and things are moving around, but it's not a straight uphill shot.
Oh, no. Not at all. I remember one time going in, and Gene, you and I could hardly move across the office.
So it is. So what you saw was, you saw a momentum shift, a momentum change, and then things began to move in a positive direction. But you had a few setbacks along the way.
Yeah.
And we knew what those were.
Oh yeah, you told me right away when I went in what they were. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and things continued to improve. And then at some point I asked you, I said, well, you know, you're starting to change, you're starting to do well, and maybe somebody that you know or loved, or had a friend that might want to come in and change their life as well. And what happened with that? They were
laughing at me at work. They're telling me, you can't do this stuff, that's why you don't feel good.
Right. And so then things changed, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell me about that.
Totally. Went on vacation for a week or so and then came back, and it was just amazing. I kept forgetting to take my amphetamines.
Oops. And then you noticed?
I started thinking, why am I taking them if I don't need them? I didn't really feel I needed them. And you had cautioned me about going off of them too quick or anything like that.
Right.
That's kind of scary.
Check with your doctor.
Yeah.
All that. Yeah. And
totally
so.
Stopping.
Right. So you noticed that all of a sudden that you weren't needing your drugs.
Yeah. So I started more aggressively weaning myself off of them. Actually, I did that for a few days, and then I just thought, let's see how long I can go without them.
Now you're challenging yourself. Now you're thinking, hey, I've scaled the wall. I'm on the other side, and now, you know, the drugs are coming off. And so where are you now?
Now I am 3 weeks totally off all prescription medication.
Wow.
And awake. That's why when I said I'm awake, I would have been groggy at this time of day.
And your friends?
They are going, whoa, give me his number. What are you doing?
Right, now all of a sudden. But, it, you know, as I say, it took a little while because, of course, the body has to have time to heal itself, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's something I told you right in the beginning.
Yeah.
And
I don't want it fast, though.
Don't we all? Yeah. I mean, when we're feeling lousy, and we felt lousy for a long time, and we know things are going in the wrong direction, we just don't want to go there.
No. Nope.
So that's terrific. And now you are drug-free?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And your friends want to know, what have you been doing all of a sudden?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about that?
Oh, I feel so good. It is really funny. Even being off the the antidepressant stuff. I just have the energy, and it does. I'm not depressed or any of that.
It's back.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
I feel alive for the first time in 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Incredible.
Levana, I am so, first of all, I want to say that I am so proud of you because, you know, it takes some kahunas, as they say, to recognize, you know, where you are and to step outside of the box, so to speak, and do something, you know, that is unconventional, that is alternative. That is the nutrition response testing. But even more than that, you know, you really stuck with it.
Well, I felt it was life or death.
You really stuck with it. So,
yeah.
So I and we're still working, actually. And we're still seeing some improvements. And now there's no fear of you losing your job.
Nope.
Wow.
Not at all.
That is so great. And aren't you a single mom, right? I remember.
Yep.
So that's got to take a big load off your shoulders.
Oh, yeah. To be able to know that I won't end up on disability or something like that, and to be able to provide for my kids is, you know, wonderful.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for calling. Let me ask you this question. What advice,
yeah,
what advice would you give, you know, a friend, a family member who had health concerns that they hadn't been able to get a handle on?
Oh, I'd definitely tell them to call you because the doctors aren't going to give you what you want. They're not going to heal you. And I feel like it had total healing through your program.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Levana, thank you so much for calling this morning. And you're up and you're ready to go. And it's going to be a beautiful day out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I get to enjoy it and not sleep.
There you say that again.
I get to enjoy the day and not sleep through it.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much for calling.
Uh huh.